The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 2nd of August, 2008. It's the birthday of the Chinese poet Bai Dao, born in Beijing in 1949, who was one of the misty poets, so-called, a school of Chinese poets who were popular during the Democratic student uprisings, who did not write in the Marxist ideal of social realism, but wrote modernist work, imagery, and metaphor, which was where the word misty poets came from. Bai Dao, who went into exile after the Tiananmen Square massacre of 1989, and who in 1996 was finally allowed to return to China. Bai Dao, who wrote, "In the world, I am always a stranger. I do not understand its language. It does not understand my silence." It's the birthday of the novelist Isabel Allende, born in Lima, Peru, in 1942. Though she was from Chile, her father was a diplomat to Peru. His cousin was Salvador Allende, who later became the first elected socialist president of Chile. Isabel Allende spent most of her childhood in Bolivia and Lebanon, then returned to Chile to live with her grandparents in Santiago, where her grandfather taught her the history, the stories, the culture of Chile, and also encouraged her not to become financially dependent on her husband, though even though she was married with a young child, she got a job as a journalist. A few years later, Salvador Allende became the first president of Chile, and during those years of the socialist government, Isabel Allende was a popular TV host. After the military coup in 1973, led by General Pinochet, which overthrew the Allende government, Isabel Allende fled to Venezuela and remained in exile for 17 years. When she was in exile, she found out that her beloved grandfather was dying in Chile, and she began to write him a letter to tell him, she said, that he could die in peace because I had all his memories with me, and I had not forgotten anything. And I began telling him his own anecdotes. And then something happened. I started drifting away from the memory and the past and reality into something that was much richer and fun. And a year later, I had a book. And that book was The House of the Spirits, published in 1985 and became an international bestseller. Isabel Allende, the author of 17 books, novels, memoirs, and children's books, including Eva Luna, Portrait in Sepia, City of the Beasts, and her newest memoir, The Sum of Our Days. Isabel Allende, who said, "Erotica is using a feather. Pornography is using the whole chicken." Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Bishop, entitled Breakfast Song. My love, my saving grace, your eyes are awfully blue. I kiss your funny face, your coffee-flavored mouth. Last night I slept with you. Today I love you so. How can I bear to go? As soon I must, I know, to bed with ugly death in that cold, filthy place, to sleep there without you, without the easy breath and night-long, limb-long warmth I've grown accustomed to. Nobody wants to die. Tell me it is a lie, but no, I know it's true. It's just the common case. There's nothing one can do. My love, my saving grace, your eyes are awfully blue, early and instant blue. A poem by Elizabeth Bishop, Breakfast Song, from Poems, Prose, and Letters, published by the Library of America, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org, engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.